Kim Weaver's director of external affairs, the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Kim, two big things, topics of discussion at the monthly board meeting yesterday. Tell me about each of those and how they'll affect people who are participating now and who may participate in the future. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Francis. The board yesterday, we had our monthly board meeting, and yesterday the board approved pursuing changes to our withdrawal options. And that is really meaningful for all of our TSP participants because right now our withdrawal options are fairly restrictive. And it harkens back to when the TSP was created back in the mid-80s. Congress, the 401k industry was in its infancy. And so no one was quite sure how to create withdrawal options because this was a relatively new beast. And they made the withdrawal options very similar to what it would be for an annuity. And that's not what you want in a 401k or a thrift savings plan withdrawal. And so we have been hearing from our participants that they would like more options. And we have been seeing in our data that people have been rolling their money out to IRAs, which are generally more expensive than we are. And one of the reasons that they consistently cite is they wanted more withdrawal flexibility. So it helps the participants who want to access their money, and to the extent it causes people to keep their money in the plan, it helps those of us remaining by keeping costs down. So it's going to require legislation, won't be something that's quickly done, but it is something we think is really meaningful for our participants.
Now, color me cynical, but anytime you say it requires legislation, I just go, oh boy.
Well, I would point out we got the L fund default legislation through last year in 9 months.
Okay.
Now, that was, I am also going to say that was, you know, largely due to just a whole bunch of fabulous coincidences lining up. I would not guarantee that I'm going to get this one through in 9 months because that would just be silly talk in a presidential election year. But I'm hopeful that we will be able to move it.
Yes, when you frame it like that, then it doesn't sound to me like it's necessarily a forever thing. And for the most part, when you've asked for options like this in the past and they've come after the amount of research and so on that you put into these things, Congress, I guess, is usually pretty cooperative.
They usually are, yeah. I mean, the Thrift Board is not known, I think, for being whimsical. And so we don't tend to run up to the hill just, you know, here and there. So we do seem to get response when we go up and ask and present our rationale.
After the legislation is approved, how long would it take before you were able to make it operational so that people would be able to change, do their own changes to how they wanted to take their money out?
We haven't even gotten that far, quite frankly, because that'll require us to look at all of our computer systems and figure out what we need to do to reprogram. And since we don't know when this is going to happen, we haven't started that level of detail yet.
The other big thing that you talked about at the meeting yesterday was what?
Adding a mutual fund window to the thrift savings plan. And we've talked about this last year. We went to the board twice last year with research and information about a mutual fund window. And what that is, for people who are unfamiliar with it, is you, in a 401k, private sector companies have this as well, you have your core lineup. For us, it's our five funds and our five life cycle funds. And people want other things. They want access to gold funds or socially responsible funds or whatever. For us, we don't think that those things make sense as part of our core funds, but there are people who feel quite adamantly that it's something that they want. And a mutual fund window would be allowing them to go through, take some of their account money through the window, and invest in a mutual fund that meets their desires. And the way it works is we would issue a request for proposals for a window platform, is the word in the industry. And someone like Schwab or Vanguard or Fidelity, and no one thinks that those people have inside tracks. I'm just using them to illustrate the point. You would then have access to the mutual funds offered on that platform.
Is there a fear that would wind up presenting too many choices, which is the argument that I have, for example, against my wife's plan through Montgomery County Public Schools? Until recently, they had five different providers to choose from and then a menu of choices within those providers that was just mind-boggling. Are you worried that you're making it too complicated?
Well, We are not encouraging. This is not going to be something that we offer, and then we go to all of our participants and say, you really need to put money in the mutual fund window.
Right.
In the private sector, in those plans that offer mutual fund windows, and it's a majority of plans that offer them,
yes.
Only about 1 to 2% of their participants actually use them. So this is definitely something that is aimed at a minority of your participants. We are not going to be going around saying this is what you need to do. It is for those people who feel that they really need that to complete their investment portfolio. And one of the issues, of course, will be is who's going to pay for that. Under the law, people who are in the window pay for the window. So I know that will be an point of interest to our participants as well.
Yeah, I mean, one of the benefits of the Thrift Savings Plan, Kim Weaver, the TSP, is my guest, is that you you pay for what you get and you get what you pay for, and the keep it simple philosophy is one of the founding principles of the TSP. So that will be important to for people to understand, I imagine, as time goes on, that if you don't want to participate in that, you're also not supporting paying for it.
Exactly right.
All right. What else do we need to know about the meeting yesterday? Other topics that you covered?
The other topics we covered, and this one is like the mutual fund window. We previewed a topic at the board that is sort of in its infancy and sort of our thinking about it. But it's offering some sort of advice to our participants. And I'm not talking about a financial advisor where you sit down across a desk and you talk one-on-one. But there are different programs that are computerized. They're modeling that you can use to put in data. And they vary on how much data you have to put in. But it can help you plan how much I need to retire, how much I need to contribute, what should I diversify. And some of them go into other areas like Social Security claiming strategies. And again, we're just looking at it at the very beginning. But one of the things we do hear from our participants, and I think this is, again, true of the 401k industry, we've all spent the last 20-some years getting people to contribute, and now people are at the point where they're starting to really need to withdraw their 401k or TSP money for retirement, and people are a little uncertain about that. And so we're hearing more from people, we would like some advice, we need to know if we're on track, we need to know if we're making the right decisions. And we have by no means reached the decision to do this, but we're educating our board on what is going on in the industry.